the intros.
I mean, well, can you guys like play it back and hear it? Cause maybe it sounds fine on your end. It's just not coming on the Zoom.
I think we should just go straight.
I don't think it sounds good on our end either.
I think we should just go straight and record in the new one, and then we don't have to do a whole cold open sandwich music set up for the last one because in the episode it says we're not doing the sandwich music. Like we can just put that as like we can literally put it in the title when we release a bonus episode. Boys reunite.
I mean, we could
lower your standards and fucking up your fucking excitement because the juice is loose.
Also,
sounds right.
Also, live fast, eat ass.
I got myself that fucking highly coveted ass pass at fucking Six Flags, but it's specifically for their buffet, so I get to eat all. It's all the ass I can eat. Before I move to the other meat.
All right. Even if we're just gonna do a regular just cold open, you know, because who's to say that it's cold? Because we're hot.
Hot boys.
Blah, blah.
Spicy.
Be goddamn.
I heard those come through, Chris.
Yeah, it's great.
Things are coming, coming together. The mics seem to be coming a little in and out. Though.
No, we're doing it. We're doing it. It's recording. That's perfect. It's recording. We are
oh, right
great.
There. Gold.
This is the cold open, and when we say sandwich music, Jake, and you hear the music start,
then start clapping.
Don't speak. And sandwich music.
Did we do it? Was that right?
And no, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to shut up.
Sandwich music.
That wasn't it. Welcome to Is This a Sandwich? A show for podcasters, casters, casting agents, agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., babbling Brooks Shields, voters, not for Proud Boys, anybody who has any sense of decency and also like enjoys, you know, the love and care of their other human beings in the world. And most importantly, you, the customer and our guest.
Or any sentient sandwiches that have, you know, subscribed and got the headphones on. Mostly for you. If you're a sandwich and you like listening to podcasts, we're your guys.
It's very true. It's very
looking
true.
At you, Mufaletas.
Well, that was the next thing that I was gonna
this
say.
This week's episode is also brought to you by Sean's Tiny Green Triceratops, coming to eat your dreams.
I don't think you fully understand what the Triceratops.
He paid for the sponsor block. I said the copy. I read the copy he gave me. I don't know what else to tell you, Sean.
Okay. I feel like
we gotta get some better interns in here. Who's the show's producer?
We don't have one.
we really don't have one. But the Triceratops, it represents a moment in time that actually you weren't there for.
I would say I was guessing that the three horns represented you, me, and Jake, because we're the horn boys.
I don't know. No, we're the Sanguche gang.
Cool. It's fine.
We have to do this over.
From the top. This is all fucked. Jesus Christ.
No. Yes. Classic. Yeah. Bring it back.
Classic. Raven didn't know that wasn't me. He thought that was me.
It sounds just like
you. Wow. I could hear that, but it's. I was there when
he really
it was
nails
recorded,
the cadence of it.
I know that it wasn't. Back in the woods.
Well, all right. Here's something that I think we should start doing is like, so I'm Sean. This is
yes.
I'm Raven.
What? No, and hold on. Can I you are.
I want to say that normally.
Okay.
I'm Raven.
Rayvon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's correct. And that would leave me. I'm Jake.
We're the juice box.
Juice
La Ganga Sanguche.
Oh, La Ganga Sanguche.
Los tres bocadillos.
I don't think that's what I... el gran, el right. gran combo del... El Gran Combo del... What did I name it? It was another Spanish word for sandwich. I don't remember. It doesn't matter at this point. We're all here. Who would have ever thought that we would be all in one place doing the dumb shit that we always do?
Mufalada dive.
I thought we would, since we scheduled it. But I would have thought it seems unreasonable, pushing unlikely.
I think he's talking about more in general.
You know, we're out here figuring out some levels.
I gotta cut. I have to take a screen grab of
Jake,
this.
What is it? What did? I mean, at some point we should start. Live casting this, but for those of you who can't see us, which is nobody but us.
Oh, I'm in space.
Jake's back. Jake's in space now.
Live from the just outside the upper atmosphere.
I've been waiting so long to say the word space juice, and now I can say it.
It's loose and zero gravity.
Is this what you do in class? Is that your background when you're in class, when you're teaching?
No, definitely not. That has to be a bit more buttoned up.
Oh, I need to start because I do Zoom when I do my classes, and I need to have some sick backgrounds.
I should. You need to have some spruce. What? I didn't catch that last part.
I need to have a background for my because I am on Zoom when I'm in class. I need to have a dope-ass background.
Yeah, I got to put up a whole photo backdrop. Make it look professional.
You know what? We didn't really have enough pictures taken of like the three of us or Dobe. There's like two, I think.
There's like two, and then me and Jake specifically have a few, and yeah.
There's got to be a handful out there.
We need to get back to the island.
I don't know.
Specifically, Orcus, the three of us, so we can get that picture.
No, I think it's not a Chill Collins kind of a vibe. You know what I'm saying? No. Where like all of those dudes have to be there in order to do the thing.
But I feel like we should have at least one a picture where we're intentionally posing together,
take
frame.
Three separate individual pictures and then just really poorly Photoshop them together.
I can do that. I do it all the time.
Yeah, he does it all the time.
Just mix and match.
I've
and then we could all be in space. Or one of us could be in space.
I do a thing where
one of us can be
Cerebrus, you know, the guard dog of Hades.
Put me on like the Hulk.
And I just put different faces on it.
No.
I got
Cerebrus, three-headed dog?
Oh, yeah.
I got nothing. I got nothing of what Raven said.
Just, well, you should be. He's in there.
All right, it could just be the Zoom.
It could just be the Zoom technology. But here's the thing about
Cerebrus, the three-headed dog. Is that the name of
it? Yeah, that was good.
Is that the name of the dog though?
Yeah, it's Cerebrus.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have several artfully and tastefully crafted homemade pictures of that, but instead of the dogs, it's just people. It's like Cerebrus / humans. And you know what? It's art.
It's nice. Nice. You making t-shirts out of that?
I should.
I like that. Put it on the site. Well, get our merch going.
We should be making t-shirts is the thing.
Actually, I had a great t-shirt idea the other night. So I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but somebody left a guillotine on the front lawn of Jeff Bezos's Washington, D.C. house.
That.
I wanted to take that picture and make a t-shirt out of it because that is fucking precious. Like, that is not meant in words at all. That's you know exactly what those...
that's your t-shirt?
Why not? Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds tight to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
We're going to have a hard time getting that Amazon sponsorship, though.
Why do we need an Amazon sponsorship when... Oh, wait.
We have Sean's Tiny Triceratops. We got so many sick sponsors, Jake. If you go back and look... I can't even remember all of them. There was something about someone's dog sauce.
Well, no. Here's the thing is
hoping
we could just start making t-shirts based around this fucking weird podcast that only...
Like this right now, Jake in space.
Yeah. That's a t-shirt.
I'm serious. This is a good idea. This could be our moneymaker. He'll be like, you see those sick shirts? It's like, yeah, there's a podcast attached to them. I don't know. It's real ridiculous.
Sean just taking some candid photos of me just hunched over in the beat lab, just like an hour five. For some reason there's a live chicken in there. And I'm playing like the piccolo edit.
Nice.
But what I wanted to announce on the podcast is that I now identify as sandwich.
I respect that.
As sandwich or salmon?
Sandwich.
Oh, word. A salmon sandwich?
No. Just
okay, that's like a bagel and lox.
Yeah.
Which would fit. It's from the land of your people.
It's no sandwich specifically.
Just sandwich.
Yeah.
Also, what might have happened, Juice, is that Sean was telling us he now identifies as a Jamaican gentleman named Saul. Man. That might have just
happened. Took a wide turn to get there.
Oh,
you can't give me
man.
An A. Hey, Jake said salmon
nice,
first.
Nice. That's good. It's real good.
Fuck off.
Yeah, let's regroup. Maybe we throw in a commercial real quick.
Well, we
this
don't...
episode brought to you by sandwiches.
No.
Oh shit.
We can't do that.
That's not how it works.
I do the sponsorship, Jake. Hey, Jews. That's
so. When you say you identify as sandwich, let's dive into this. Tell us more.
Oh,
What does that mean?
So, boom.
What's your experience as a sandwich of color in this country?
So, boom. Check it out.
you gently toasted.
So, boom, boom, boom. I let my nuts hang. First of all, so check it out.
You do that weird Darth Vader burger.
So check it out. So you know, I'm just such a collage of races and histories of peoples in and around the Americas that I think that I deserve to call myself a sandwich.
I feel it. So you're like a bon me of cultural collaboration.
Exactly.
Only not French meets Southeast Asia. Just America meets Puerto Rico, but better than the first time.
Yeah. It's like if you took Africa and then like made everybody
slaves.
Somebody
should make a Cubano. Sorry.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. No. That sounds like something that's like happened before, right? I'm not crazy.
Plot to National Treasure.
I feel like
sounds like the plot to National Treasure.
Did you listen to
the second one?
Jesus Christ.
Nick Cage at his finest.
And Juice, have you listened to Jesus Christ Megazord, which is a very notorious episode,
landmark episode?
Not yet. I'm catching up,
dude. It is buck.
It was one of those ones that really kind of made us realize like what people like to hear, because as soon as we hit the stop record button, we're like, well, that was just a pile of shit. That was nothing. Nice. But it was like one of our most listened to episodes. And to this day, we can't figure out. I can't remember what we talked about, to be honest.
Do the elevator pitch version.
All right. So
it was like the only time we recorded like in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's always
and,
good.
And I, so when I was listening, most recently when I was listening to it, so I kind of remember how it started. So it was like right as coronavirus.
It was being gross behind you.
I know.
As you'd expect.
It's all good. It's all fun. It's all fun when it's podcasting. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. So coronavirus.
And then
just dropped on the scene. It's hot.
Yeah, this was like a
first week.
It was either like a March or April episode.
I don't remember what it was. The last one that we recorded before my professional life took a upswing and became a butcher instead of a line cook.
It's a nice step in the right direction.
Yeah.
You're getting closer to sandwichdom, which I think is like ultimate enlightenment and nirvana.
Yeah. But it's like sandwiches.
One step further along the line.
But the point of it is being able to create all the things that happen in the sandwich, but then just making the sandwich if you feel like it.
Exactly. And then you are the sandwich.
That is the artisan.
But first, you must identify as the sandwich.
Well, I think I don't know if anyone else knows about this, but
You recapping
what?
The Jesus Christ Megazord episode?
Oh yeah, okay. So
good call, Raven. Keeping us on task.
Cause I honestly don't remember what it was about. I know I played a part in it. I said things.
It's hilarious and people actually love it.
Of
course.
We constructed some kind of Power Rangers robot, but it was Jesus Christ.
It was Jesus. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. But it was Jesus. And it was all of the prophets.
Oh, I
joined together
that.
To make one giant.
You have told me about this off air.
Yeah.
You filled me in on this, and that's the T-shirt. That's our first T-shirt.
Yeah, but it's also
in this T-shirt, Jake's obviously going to be the one depicted as Muhammad.
But
you can't depict Muhammad. No.
But the plot of it is somehow we drifted into who's the Pope that everyone fucking loved?
Still loves. Pope Francis.
The new one?
No. John Paul the
JP2.
JP2 is actually the star we didn't really pitch it as a movie. It was just kind of like a
conceptual piece.
It'll be one though. Like it's just the natural evolution of it.
And then it kind of turned into a national treasure kind of like hunt. He's got to go find the Megazords and also find like dead Jesus and like get him back, hit him
with the jumper cables. But then he's like a Pulp Fiction.
This is fucking genius.
Give him the adrenaline needle in the chest.
But then he also has to find Muhammad. We went into a whole thing,
which
about
is hard because no one knows what Muhammad looks like.
Yeah.
It's like a Where's Waldo going around.
kind of, Jake. It's like that, but
for the guy in the robes.
I think we also made fun of Jews because they don't have anybody to look for.
They do. No, they have what was it?
I think we employed Moses.
Moses.
Yeah.
Moses is in there. But weren't they up against the Eastern religions prophets? Wasn't that like a then we like do some serious like pitting of religions against each other.
Yeah, we did.
Not too proud of that one.
Nice.
Yeah, but the whole point was that they have to erect these giant
erect. Nice.
Yeah. Dicks.
Nice.
Or nipples or whatever on your body can say, you know.
Dongers.
That's the one.
Smoky dongers.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Awesome. So they're building stuff to build the robot.
Yeah, the
it's fair.
And this robot is gonna save the world. Did we know about the current apocalypse we're experiencing when we came up with this?
No.
Or was
this
like some just like divine foresight?
I mean,
is all of this punishment for such severe blasphemy? Is it somehow our fault?
I mean, the weird thing about that, Juice, is like we said a lot of wild shit, granted, but everything we said together is more tame than anything our current president has said out loud with his mouth.
Yeah.
Zynga. That's unfortunately true. I was just making a cheap joke, but that's a weird reality.
Let's give it up. Let's give it up for voting.
Hey.
One more day.
Give it up for voting. Hey, Juice, you vote?
Oh, yeah. Know it.
Juice voted 3 times. Just kidding. No, he didn't. That's not something you're allowed to do.
You can't be saying that. You're not wrong, but you can't tell everybody that.
That's good.
Voted in 4 different states. Just running around. I got an Arizona license.
That's
good.
Got a
passport in Colorado. Living in other places.
That's good. And the show is over.
No, he's joking.
That's a wrap.
But
I'll be getting cease and desist letters. And,
I should not be saying this because Jake is our fucking lawyer, but it was obviously all it was a joke. Jokes. It was a goof.
Idea.
It was a fun election day goof.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It's fun. So Jake, I think we've talked about how
I wrote in Andrew Yang's name. What's his name? Is it Andrew Yang?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Jake, was that his name? I wrote that name in.
Oh, that other guy. What? Yeah.
I wrote his name.
Okay.
Not on my ballot. I just wrote his name several times on a piece of paper and it's hanging on my wall.
Just wrote it down. Just practicing your penmanship, or
yeah,
just you like the way it looks.
Definitely not practicing his signature. Definitely.
Oh, nice.
Because he's sick.
Gonna use that for the T-shirt marketing. He's gonna be the logo. Just gonna take.
Jake, I'm not gonna let you incriminate yourself for something you may or may not have done by yourself on this podcast. As long as we're incriminating ourselves for wild shit, we might as well just.
Okay.
Yeah. Also,
Sean stole a blind horse.
The horse didn't tell me that it was blind at the time.
To be fair, they usually have blinders on, so what's the difference? That's one less horse accessory you have to worry about.
Horse
pre-blinded. It's pre-blound. Is that how you conjugate that word? No.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Juice Hour, where Jake talks about grammar and makes it fun with jokes. This week's word, conjugate. And go, Juice.
Yep.
And this has been Juice's Weekly Grammar Hour, where he makes fun goofs about grammar.
Solid.
I'll do some shit in post. It'll go good.
Yeah, we're gonna need gonna need some help in the post side of things. From what I can tell, maybe it's just because, you know, the internet zipping back and forth, but.
Oh, no, the internet is going to fuck this one up.
Nice.
Before, see, here's the thing is, before, if we would have just checked the levels.
Which I suggested, I will say.
Yeah, I know you said that. But homie Hambone over here was hamboned. And I didn't care. I was like, I want to get some of this fucking hot tent that we're gonna sling. Meaning slinging content. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I followed. I was with you.
Oh,
I guess for the worms or the
sandwich heads. Sandwich heads.
Or the worms.
Sandwich heads. That's oh, that's better. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not calling them worms anymore.
We're calling them worms at any
point. That's bad marketing.
We were definitely calling them worms. I mean, and by we, I mean me. I was calling them worms, and
was that an intentional like counterpoint to people saying for the birds?
Nice. For the early worms
getting
the sandwich.
No. It was complete. Intoxicated. I don't know if everyone knows this, but I'm from New York, and the way we
this guy's from New York.
Sometimes
that's the best sandwich in New York.
Which one?
What's the best one?
What's the best one?
Mm-hmm.
I mean. Oof. That's rough.
But there's only two right answers.
There's only what?
Two right answers. There's only two.
Well, it was bacon, egg, and cheese.
No.
Bacon, egg, and cheese is up there.
It's nice. It's not on the list. Loose hot dog in the park and folded up pizza.
Ooh.
Are you putting the loose hot dog inside of the folded up pizza? All right.
So the folded
best sandwich in the world.
The folded up pizza is definitely one of the best sandwiches.
The best sandwich I had when I was in New York was a Gray's papaya hot dog with a fucking one of those smoothies.
That's hard to see. He drives a good point.
But it wasn't just. I will say that it was dependent on the smoothie with it. That really made the whole thing.
He drives a good point here, and I think all of you have to take a step back and let old Frank deal with this Frank's Glizzy Emporium.
Okay,
where did you think that I was from? And is Frank's Glizzy Emporium
where the glizz is what it is?
Yes,
we got all kinds of glizzies. We got fat glizzies. We got round glizzies. We got glizzies from other nations.
You got a square one?
Nah, because that's not how a glizzy is supposed to be shaped.
We got musical hot dogs. We call them glitzicato.
Like a rhombus.
We got rhombus glizzies.
Extruded meat shapes.
Maybe
that's our market.
Listen here, bud. I don't think you know what Frank's Glizzy Emporium is about. but I'm gonna need you to get the fuck out.
I'm a glizness man.
So also wear a damn mask. Why aren't you wearing a mask?
Oh yeah, gotta. Because also best part of that is you can sneak little bits of glizzy in your mask. You can chow down all day and no one's gonna know.
You must have.
People are missing opportunities of just being able to snack with reckless abandon. It's like a little trough feeding bag for horses. You'd have to, like, hands free. That's what this country's built for.
But it's people not actually hidden, because there's little loose ends of glizzies hanging out the side of your mask and no one wants to stand next to you.
Well, you gotta tuck that in.
It's old glizz face over there.
You don't want loose. There's loose food hanging out of your face. It's not how you do it.
Get old glizz face over there, and everyone's pretty sure you're a murderer. Some science, they start
just calling go full Bane face mask and start you can have a whole cheesesteak.
They fuck around and start calling you Glizzy Borden.
You crazy Gliz Lemon.
That was a good Alec Baldwin. Spot on.
That's oh man.
That was nice.
Oh man. Oh, we're having that's the beauty of all of us being together is. Oh yeah, I'm trying to tone.
But when it's going, that hot dog water just.
Oh, you mean that hot dog water from Frank's from Frank's Glizzy Emporium.
They have those water filter things that you fill up your bottle at the airport, but it's just all old hot dog water.
That's right. You got the reference. We're the ones who supplied to Limp Bizkit.
At Frank's Glizzy Emporium, you can get a shot of whiskey with a hot dog water back.
Wait. You'll get a shot of whiskey with the hot dog hanging out of it.
You know, they have, like, you know, ham-washed whiskey. Why is anyone washing some whiskey with just, like, old hot dogs?
I mean, the last place I used to work at, they used to do, it was a duck fat washed whiskey. Mm-hmm. Yes. Which that's was, fire. Yeah, I mean, it was good, but, like, at and the same time,
And after you got done drinking it, they walked up and punched you right in the nose.
Well, the thing about it.
I prefer my whiskey.
The thing about the science of it is that it rendered the duck fat kind of useless to like making food to feed people at that point. So it was kind of like either you have to just reuse this again, Mr. Bar Manager.
It's just whiskey duck fat now, yeah. But I can see like scientifically how that would.
You could do. What if you what about you like with baked whiskey, with like, it? Yeah. Like you made some like whiskey duck fat brownies.
But no, it like changes. It like changes. It changes shit, bro. Like
did you just say duck fat brownies?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
For your mind, we're out here in space, Raven. You see my surroundings coming at you from the upper atmosphere. Duck fat brownies.
Duck fat yes. Brownies. Juice
that's what I was
space.
Hoping for. It's a little. If you notice a delay in the audio, it's because of that. You know, the light
you're
transmission
in space.
From being outside of the planet.
Yeah, it's because you're one of the guardians of the galaxy.
Yes.
We can't say that. What? We can't say that.
Not Groot.
Well, we don't.
We can't
actually
say specifically the names of the characters of that thing either. Jake, you're the fucking lawyer. Help me out here.
I'm pretty sure we can.
We don't actually make money off of this, so we can say whatever the fuck
we say
feel.
Anything. Legally, as the lawyer, that's fine. We're in the clear. We got the green light.
He's also the
Star-Lord. That guy.
Star-Lord.
Pretty legit.
Say his name.
He came under some heat recently, I hear.
Well, then he came under is because he leans Republican. And that's fucking fine.
Well,
that's...
no, he's also a crazy, American Christian. He's also from, he's from
Lex
Washington.
Stevens. But what do you mean American Christian? He's American and he's Christian.
He's a crazy American
Christian. How is he crazy?
In the fact that he, even though he's like a celebrated actor, he's still Jesus this and Jesus that.
Well, that's his personal religious beliefs. I feel like we cannot judge a man or a woman or anybody how they identify based on their religious or political beliefs.
Right. No, I get both sides of it. Like, from what I heard, like, he took the heat from
if we're being perfectly, like, frank, you know, Frank's Glizzy Emporium.
Yes.
Lil Wayne just endorsed Trump for, like, out of fucking nowhere. So, like,
Trump got that platinum plan, which means fucking nothing. But I feel like Chris Pratt, like, I'm not sure, like, I don't know if there was some things he actually did.
No, but I've heard that, like, Chris Pratt has been kind of just a fucking weirdo when it comes to, like, shit like that for a very long time.
Right, which, I mean, doesn't...
But I feel like I condone that. Like,
but also, like, why do we care what these people do or think in their personal lives? Like, I think where that's coming the bigger from, thing. Where, like, there's got to be some separation. We,
like, personally knew him, but since he's a celebrity, but he also, leans Republican and he's, you know, religious, like, that's... I don't feel like there's any reason to judge him character-wise. I've known people like who've met him and hung out with him. They say he's a real nice guy.
Yeah, I'm not saying that any of that matters.
At the end of the day, it matters whether or not he kneels before Jesus Christ Megazord.
Jesus Christ Megazord is number one. I gotta.
Did y'all just quit?
Yeah, Sean's gonna go potty.
I'm gonna go pee pee.
Oh, I thought he was walking out. He's like, that's it.
And now for the weekly.
This show's a wrap.
The juice.
He knows we're gonna start talking about envelopes again, though, right? Like, this is Jake and Raven's envelope hour.
Yeah. I'm gonna minimize the soundboard so I can actually see you. Always gone.
So, have you put any condiments in the mail lately? I'm working on a nice relish package. I'm just gonna do a swaths of different relishes.
Juice. I'm gonna say something to you in confidence right now, even though we're on a broadcasted podcast.
We're not gonna edit it. It's fine.
I've been rolling hot dogs in powdered sugar, anonymous white powder, and powdered sugar, and mailing them to people at random, just to see what happens.
Yes.
Just to see what happens.
I love that. Wait, say that last part again. You went underwater for a second.
Just to see what happens. I want to see what catches on fire.
Nice.
Because of the mysterious white hot dogs.
I'm into it. That's perfect.
I sent out 15 of them, two of them.
Yeah.
After I coated them in the powder sugar, I hit it with a blowtorch I brulated a little bit just to see what would happen.
Just to see what happens. Yeah. I like that. Just curiosity gets the best of all of us.
Two of them, I filled a little bit of cheese glizz.
Ooh. Did you say cheese glizzy or I cheese said, whiz?
No, cheese glizz. Cheese glizz. It's cheese glizz is what you use with a glizzy.
Nice. Yeah. Just aerosol hot dog. Cheese product.
Yeah.
Just in a fine mist.
But
you can use it as a body spray if you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can. I put that everywhere. In places you would not expect.
You would. You would expect it.
You know, I'm a man of science. Just to see what would happen. Sean's back.
The inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
What happened?
Like that one time at Dove Fest where we all just together, the three of us, just tossed around that picnic table just to see what would happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that picnic table had been right side up for too long, and we had to fix it.
We wanted to redistribute gravity.
We had to unwrite that picnic table.
The McRib is coming back December 2nd.
Okay.
Hot damn.
I'll believe it when I see it. I don't know if the McChicken, the spicy McChicken, is going to allow a peaceful transition of sandwich. I don't know if the spicy McChicken is going to believe that the McRib is coming back. I don't think it's going to cede superiority to the McRib.
It's definitely going to claim sandwich fraud.
Yeah, I think there might be some riots.
You know, I've never had a McRib, y'all.
I had a McRib once in my life.
Was it good?
I'm going to say the same thing I say about all McDonald's food. I don't know why I just did that. It just felt right.
I like that.
It felt right. I feel giddy. We're just like all doing the thing and like the having happening. Fun. And I'm drinking.
Getting the audio I'm worked
drinking,
out.
I'm like my drinking 10% way too much. You know what I'm saying? I'm so
got some great. Great t-shirts on the way, coming down the pipeline for all of our Sandwich Head listeners. You get that, sick McRib, Megazord. Man. It's going to be
As far as I know, you're the nice. Only one out of three of us who's had McRib. How was it?
I remember it being very good.
I bet.
I don't understand about it is how is it different than just a barbecue pork sandwich?
Because it's rib meat deboned.
Okay, so here's the thing about that is a barbecue pork sandwich could also be rib meat that has been pulled from said rib meat. So,
but from what I understand about the McRib, they've taken like a thing of short rib and somehow removed the bones while still preserving the structure of the short rib. So it's like some kind of weird little patty.
Well, here's what you need to know.
Which is impossible.
Well, here's what you need to know, my meat Padawan. So where they were taking that? I think I mentioned that I'm a butcher now.
Yeah.
Okay. So where they were taking those ribs from? I want to say was either the short loin, to which the ribs are small, and where the baby backs are, right? If they were doing it from the fucking like straight up rib, that is expensive as shit. But that's not what McDonald's was doing at all. So like because. For them to do any of the things that I'm getting ready to explain, it would be so expensive for them to do that.
Oh yeah, they're not doing any fabrication in McDonald's.
Oh no, no way, no way.
And if they did, I wouldn't trust it.
Well, it would be like that's just fair. Like I think. I also would like to identify as a woke American.
Uh-huh.
In the fact that I can recognize when shit is bullshit and not bullshit.
Which I love how we have to distinguish that between regular Americans, because there is a separation.
Well, look around.
Proud boys.
Oh no. I do like that hashtag has been co-opted by a bunch of just
yeah, I was about to say
real lovely
how gay men have
gay guys
how have taken back that hashtag.
So happy pissing off his asshole
so much. I love it so
much.
And
that makes me love the internet. So
like those boys should be proud. And fucking more proud.
Stay hashtag proud boys, because that's how it should be. That's what the original ones wish they could do, because they just really want to be sandwich each t-shirt? Other instead of shooting people. But
and it's a rainbow
scared.
Sandwich or something supportive. We consult like one of our gay friends, we're not three straight dudes thinking of this ourselves.
Yeah, we should do a Proud Boy sandwich.
Yeah.
No, I just think it's great. I think that's a much better use of that hashtag instead of inciting racial violence, being celebrating something cool.
Yeah.
What it should be.
Anyway, so the McRib, what kind of fabrication would they have to do to make this McRib work?
Okay. So the McRib, it's weird in the fact that I can remember the last time that I had a McRib, which was long ago. Like, more than, like, 15 years ago. And
that's a throwback.
I want to say, I want to say that it is, because it's like something that gets thrown out more times than not, which is pork short rib. Because people don't buy pork short rib because it's dumb. It's like people buy spare ribs. And then they buy baby backs, and then they buy pork chops.
It's much simpler and much grosser than we're giving it credit for.
It's much.
I just did a quick Wikipedia, and it's a boneless pork patty shaped like a miniature rack of ribs.
Yeah.
The process was developed by Natick Army Labs to reconstitute lower cost meat.
For the army or just for McDonald's?
That's where the process came from. It's called meat restructuring. That was developed by the army to deliver low-cost meat to men in the fields or the troops or whatever.
So,
and they're just like, you know what we can do? We can make meat shaped like stuff. McDonald's. We will give you this exclusive rib-shaped pork product.
So is
like, you will lose your mind about it.
So is any of the like actual meat knowledge that I just gave out?
It's like a ground pork gave patty.
Any of the meat knowledge that I gave out to the public is that void? It's
not applicable, but it's still useful.
I mean, it's useful, and if they were making it would make a better sandwich. I mean, we could build a better McRib / mousetrap with your meat knowledge.
Also, you don't need.
But they're not doing that.
See, that's the one thing about the McRib though that I will say is like, why?
I feel the same thing. I remember the first time I had a naked chicken chalupa from Taco Bell, and that shit was amazing. You guys remember that? It was a chalupa, but the shell was just a folded piece of fried chicken.
That's controversial.
Yes,
but it was tasty.
It was very good.
That's triggering. I don't think that's a sandwich.
Me, that's stepped out
of the sandwich.
Oh no! It's definitely not a sandwich.
A sandwich.
Me, Jason Frost, and Chris Rain. And wait, what's his name? Can't hear.
Tim.
Nailed it. Me.
Y'all had naked chicken chalupas?
Oh, yeah.
Also, should we be saying people's government names on this podcast?
I don't think it's a problem.
We have over 2,000 listeners now, Sean.
Yeah, we have over 2,000 listens. That doesn't mean that we have 2,000 listeners.
They'll come back. I love you.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
I also think we're nailing it right now. I feel like we're doing a great job.
Nailing the fucking coffin shut.
Wow, Weezy.
Well, it's okay. Halloween's over. I'm sorry, I can't do spooky stuff.
Yeah, we're out of spooky season. It's Christmas shopping now.
I mean, we're always spooky.
I'm about to do a new episode, though, when I get us new lights for the kitchen, though. We're going to have the episode about that, because I'm about to get us some new fucking blinking lights for the window.
What? Believe new blinking lights,
I'm about
bro?
To get some fucking multicolor, some fucking platinum line shit. Like fucking. Black Friday.
I hear one of every four words that you say, Raven, which makes it.
No, you need to.
Jake, I'm getting some really nice blinky lights for our kitchen.
I heard Black Friday, and
Jake, I'm getting real nice blinky lights for our kitchen. I did it last year. I'm gonna do it this year. This year, I'm upping the ante. I'm getting some real fancy blinky lights to put around our window.
Oh, nice! You're gonna do some twinkles.
Yeah, because you know, I know it's not popular amongst everybody, but I'm a secular person, but I fucking love Christmas time.
Christmas was a secular holiday. That's where it started.
It was about just giving things to people and sharing things to people.
Believe it or not, they didn't have a printed birth certificate for Jesus. That was like, oh, December 25th. My guy. Just in time for the winter holidays. How convenient.
Obama, show me that birth certificate.
Show me the certificate.
So I don't have the literature right in front of me, but there is evidence that
the citizen of America,
the whole iconography, yeah, this word of Santa Claus, is derived from hallucinogenic mushrooms in the Nordic regions, because it's kind of a hybrid of Saint Nicholas, who was kind of a saint of a patron for giving to the poor, but also in like the Nordic regions.
Yeah, yeah, and putting stuff in people's socks.
They would.
Goofy did.
But in the Nordic regions,
like,
they
you
had
leave
these,
your socks out, and he's like, "Ha ha! Now we've got oranges and stuff in them." And
but back in the day,
I like this guy. This guy's a kook, but it's cool.
Hey, check this out. Back in the day,
so
like,
put their socks outside.
Like,
and he,
I just like the idea of orgy socks.
That's how it got started.
But back in the day, up in like fucking like northern, I think it was. What was it? Finland. So the Sami people. So they would do this thing where they like the red and white.
The Sami people like sandwiches.
It's like Sami. But they
nice.
Would
do, the sandwich people.
They would do these things. They'd take these mushrooms, look all like toadstools, red with white dots.
Oh yeah.
And they could not be consumed directly. So they would either do two things, from my understanding. They'd either feed them to reindeer, because reindeer could metabolize the toxins, and then they would harvest the pee and turn that into a drink, or they would dry them out or do some kind of process and eat them. But the hallucinogenic properties were part of like a religious experience. But during the winter solstice, or around that time of year, they would do a thing where they would drop some down the chimney of your house in a gift bag. Sometimes
awesome.
A stocking.
Hmm.
And that's it's believed now that has had a lot to do with the whole way we think of Santa Claus.
Well,
I'm into that.
And I'm gonna get extremely personal on this one. His why it's so disappointing, the thing that you just said to me, is because as sweet and as much I would like to enjoy Christmas based on what you said, what Christmas has been for me growing up in this country, and then what you have just told me has made me realize that it's all a lie.
Well, it's not a lie. It's just the merging of different cultures and different. It doesn't have one pure like genealogy of belief. It's an amalgamation of different beliefs from different cultures.
Can you let me be sad for a second?
No. I won't.
I would like to be sad.
Why? That's what Christmas means to me. Fuck yeah.
Nice. Well, I mean, Christmas is whatever you want it to be, really. That's the important thing. Like, it's always been a time of year for being cold and doing cool stuff. We don't have to believe it. It's just one.
Fair enough. I had a whole thing. I had a whole thing, and then I kind of forgot about it, because
it's the time of year where we as human beings, for fucking God knows why, for whatever fucking reason, we decided we need an excuse to be nice to other people.
Like, no, we need an excuse to make eggs have booze in them.
That was the shit. That was the shit I was gonna get into as far as like Americans, because I feel like that's more of an American thing, is that like Christmas,
or European, like Western.
Because it's also like a super big thing in Latin America. You know, the homies Latin American over there.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad.
I know my name
Prospero
is
Año y Felicidad. You know.
But there's lots of fucking like holidays.
Get your tostones out and
associated with the winter solstice.
It's nice. Didn't we have some mayo stuff? We promised the people some mayo stuff, and we haven't even touched on that.
Oh no! we're just gonna do a whole mayo episode.
Oh nice! So this is just a precursor to.
This is just more fun for people to have more fun.
Nice.
It's all about people having more fun.
More fun, less suck.
Jake.
What?
Hey, Juice.
What happened?
Juice.
Oh, he's still in space. Fuck yeah.
Yes. You in space is so good. So good. How do you live outside of that?
It's nice. You know, you got a good view.
That doesn't tell
plenty of yard to run around in. Hardly ever see the neighbors. Sometimes the ISS flies by and we wave.
The what?
The ISS, the International Space Station.
It's the giant space station.
The International Space Station? You know the International Space Station.
It's a giant like spaceship that internationally is shared like for astronauts to like dock on. And...
Oh.
Here, I'll just... Oh, here, make... turn screen sharing on. I'll show you. Give me that zoom power. So we're gonna have to edit this out.
No, I think
we're just leave it. Give people some moment of contemplative reflection while they're listening.
I don't think we know how to.
You gotta enable participant screen sharing. I don't know, under settings, host options. Oh, fuck it. Here, I'll just do it this way. It's easier. It's fucking space station. Check it out in the chat. What's that thing?
Oh.
Yeah, so they fly by occasionally.
Don't click it. It's spam.
Pretty nice. It's what? Did you say Japan?
I gotta copy and paste this shit.
It's spam. It's virus.
Just click it. You just click it. It's a clickable link.
Oh.
It's kind of
your link.
Are you using to record this thing? No wonder the audio is weird.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
On an old Apple C2 Plus or whatever.
Hey, Jake, sick reference, dog.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. It was on Conan's podcast earlier. He was talking with Rashida Jones.
Okay. Okay. Another fucking show that's doing very well.
Yeah, we're gonna get on it, or at least we're gonna overtake it. I mean, we could be part of Team Coco Productions. We're right there.
We're working ourselves up to that.
He'd appreciate our vaudevillian sense of humor. We do a lot of.
We're working
comedy,
ourselves to the
like Frank's Glizzy Emporium. He'd be all about that.
The thing is, we embrace. I feel like we're not just one type of sense of humor. Like we're vaudevillian, absurdist, fucking
yeah, exactly.
Glib.
Team Coco. They're looking to broaden their roster.
Sean really brings us some black comedy.
Oh. I don't think I just bring black comedy. Have you heard some of the other?
Oh, he also has some funny shit about white people too.
Well, have you heard any of the other impressions that I do?
Oh, you do a great Christopher Walken. You do a great Werner Herzog.
I'm not going to do Werner Herzog.
Hey, will you give us one of your Asian impressions?
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, that
you could probably do a good Dave Chang.
Or like a good like Ken Watanabe. We'll work on it. Maybe next episode. We'll all bring our best.
It doesn't feel quite right. Here's what I can give you.
Why are you tapping your phone?
Cause I'm not a performer, like you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just learning how to look. If Corona would have never happened, Your boy would have been out there.
We should start doing live stand-up, like internet streaming. I want to support Sean because if he does stand-up, I want to try it once, even though he's probably better than me. We should do live stream stand-up sets.
Oh, Sanguche open mic?
Yeah.
That's basically what we've been doing this whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I feel like our best material has probably been wasted on us just hanging out.
No. It's workshopping. We're just, you know, you figure out the bits that work, and then you get it down to your tight five. And then we get on Team Coco Productions. Or there's the other one, Earwolf, Yellow Wolf.
Earwolf.
Earwolf is the big one.
Maximum Fun, if you're listening.
Maximum Fun.
We're open
Maximum
to
Fun is another one.
Nah.
You still need you still need to listen to that one we told you about, my brother and me. I'll plug that show right here, right now. It's an amazing show.
No, I mean plug that show, but also
Griffin, Justin,
Also, I will show up to each and every one of those white people's houses and fight them.
No, we're building bread-shaped houses around Conan's beach house. That was always the goal. We get picked up by their network.
No. Raven was talking about
sandwiching their houses.
No. That's a feasible.
I already have the blueprints drawn up.
That is a feasible plan. What Raven was saying is that he was talking about another podcast called My Brother and My Brother.
My Brother and Me.
Talk more into it.
My Brother and Me.
Oh, nice. I haven't heard that one.
You should listen to it. Because we both like it. Sean loves it a lot, but yet when I said it, Sean said he's going to show up to these white people's house and fight them. Which is an interesting point.
What are they going to do?
Sponsor us.
Why would you want to fight them? They're such nice people.
What's their shtick? What do they do? Are they brothers?
They're three brothers who do like an advice podcast.
Yeah, but what if
send in his questions?
What if I fight them and then also bring them a beautifully prepared meal? Because I have that power.
Should probably bring them a sandwich, you know, stay on brand.
Or you whoop their ass with a sandwich.
Ooh. Just hit them with a giant chopped cheese. Just ground meat. Molten cheese sauce.
I feel like Justin, Griffin, maybe you
can. Carnage.
I feel like Trav's going to be the hard one for you to take.
All right. What was the other podcast?
What?
No, you were talking about it.
I said Yellow Wolf.
Earwolf.
Isn't that a podcast?
No, just Earwolf podcast.
Oh, what's a Yellow Wolf?
It's a rapper. It was a rapper.
Ah, fuck. He's not a podcast.
Yeah, he's not.
He's nothing.
Damn it. Maybe he'll sponsor us. Speaking of rappers. Does he like sandwiches?
6ix9ine is Pennywise the Clown.
He's legally got to say that.
Every episode.
Nice. That worked in. That was a nice... Drop that in seamlessly. That was smooth. I wasn't sure where we were headed though, this blind corner. And then I was like, okay, I see you. I get it. It was nice. back on track.
Is it... I've got the soundboard turned off, so it's we're just looking at you.
And nice.
I gotta
it's
say,
jarring.
In free fall,
it's jarring.
It is funny.
Wait, did you just? Is that going anywhere? I just want to point out that it was funny that we were both. It's really humorous for us to both be looking at Jake.
Yeah, it is jarring. It is weird.
It is, but it is amusing because you're floating in space.
Just out here, doing space. All right, so we got what, like 4 minutes of usable show.
No, I think a lot of it is actually...
I'm going to cut out the past like 5 minutes of it, maybe 4 minutes, but...
I think a lot of it is actually usable.
As soon as we say we're going to start fighting other podcast hosts, I'll probably start cutting that out.
No, I think we should leave that just so we can get some traction, get some Twitter buzz.
Cowards.
If you don't make Twitter angry, like, you're not even... you don't even exist on the internet.
Don't worry about that cough. It's only coronavirus.
It's not because you have your smoking habit.
That's
oh,
fine.
Wait. No. It's the chemotherapy. It fucks me up.
The chemo's giving him lung cancer.
That's bad jokes. Bad jokes.
Bad, the best jokes.
Bad jokes.
That's good.
Speaking of bad jokes.
Who fucking left us in charge?
I'm going to edit this out later, but the show's done now.
Oh, wait, did we wrap it, or did you just pull the plug?
No, we still need to do outro music.
No. We're going to do outro music. I'm just trying to remember which one.
But then I have some weird shit to tell you guys afterwards.
We're going to walk out on it? We're going to do like a stair thing? Should we just do like
an OK Go music video?
Oh, wait.
Nobody? Cool.
I have 5 of you for the OK Go one. Let him know it's 7-3.